what's your opinion of the Juneau Access Road project? And I think we start with Joe.
It does not make sense to me to put a ferry terminal over at Katsaheen. There's no utilities there. There's no parking lot. There's no water sewer plant. And there's no bridge over the Katsaheen River. And to try and moor a ferry out in Lynn Canal in the winter time sounds really dangerous to me when they have protected harbor in Lutac and a ferry that's already built. So that's one of my big issues with that. And you can see that the waves, it's not even wintertime, and they're taking out boats just a few days ago down there. I hope if you're going to go over and get off the ferry when the wave swells are about 18 feet, and I even think the plan was to do the bow picker, the front end loader ferries. Is that right, Margaret? Is that the current
front
plan?
Front end and back.
So they're going to put them perpendicular.
You're not going to pick them up like a
to the shore. The bow, yes. And the swells are going to be hitting the ferry like this. Well, I hope your fares are in order.
Thank you, Joe. Jerry.
Well, I said the other night, it'd be a shame. You know, a lot of people in the public expect leaders to be leaders and have vision what might be in 20 or 30 or 40 years. So it'd be a shame if we shoot ourselves in the foot and don't do the road, and people 30 years from now are going to be saying, wow. But to me, it's absolutely financial irresponsible to do the road. It doesn't make sense to serve the few amount of people that are in Alaska to build such an expensive road. I could change my mind on the issue if you could build the road all the way into Haines and eliminate the ferries. But to build the road to the Katsaheen and still need the ferries to get over to Haines, it just doesn't make any sense to me. So at this point, I'm against the road.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Mike?
You know, we talk about the road, but it should be a road. You know, a lot of people don't want the East Side Road, but would be delighted with the West Side Road. It's much more conducive to building a safe highway up through to across the Chilkat somewhere and then coming across on a bridge. There's a lot of borough land down there that could be developed, and there could be some sorts of income, at least taxable property, if nothing else, down through there. It's much safer than the one, regardless of what they say about the snow sheds and so on the East Side Road. There's going to be problems there, whether they're from snow slides or from accidents when there's nobody on the road to take them. How far would the nearest ambulance be if there's a road there? You know, not only would they have to go a long way, but they'd have to go across a ferry. Whereas if it was across the west side, they could go across the bridge and drive right to it, you know, maybe not immediately, but they'd be there closer. So I think, you know, Jerry Ernie's got a good point that, you know, sometime in the future, people are going to look at us and say, God, you had a chance to put in a road, but it's a road, not the road.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Ron?
Well, this whole thing seems like it comes up all the time, and in a way, it's not a Juneau access road. It's a Juneau more difficult access road because what they've done, I always thought putting a ferry terminal 26 miles from downtown Juneau was bad enough, but moving it, you know, 70 miles away is almost ridiculous. So, and what it basically does is eliminate, you know, foot traffic anymore. There's no opportunity for that unless you drive your own car. You aren't going to get down there, and it's going to be a seasonal road. I can't imagine how they could afford to keep that thing open. The North Cascades Highway in Washington State was built with the idea of having a route over the mountains into the Methow Valley. They closed it the year after they opened it because they couldn't clear the avalanche chutes of 20 feet of snow, and I suspect in the winter this is going to have hundreds of feet of snow depth when some of those big things come down. So extremely expensive, kind of a big boondoggle in the middle of declining money. Doesn't make sense to me.
Thank you, Ron. Mario.
Yeah, if it weren't bad enough that, you know, it's kind of a boondoggle, they're going to eliminate the other service ferry, you know, services the ferries provide. You mean I'm going to actually have to drive to Juneau? I'm not going to have the option of going to the ferry and arriving in Juneau 4 hours later after my, you know, nice little mini cruise down the Lynn Canal? I mean, it just seems like, okay, if there was a road and ferry service, you know, okay, well, that would make a little more sense. But people coming from Bellingham are going to have to get off in Juneau, then drive 60 miles to get onto another ferry to come to Haines. I think that it would affect our economy in Haines if they actually built the road. I think it would negatively affect us. I just don't see what's the upside. I don't get it myself. And yeah, so for obvious reasons, I guess I just agree with everybody else.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, Mario.